on the telephone with us this morning from, I don't know, from Harrisburg, or are you at home?
I'm at home in Lebanon County, Pennsylvania.
Lebanon County. There you go. He's representative.
The home of Lebanon Bologna.
Now you're setting yourself up for jokes there.
I did it deliberately. I'm a retired Marine, and if we didn't set it up that way, you'd go with some Marine jokes, and I just thought it'd be easier with Lebanon Bologna.
You thought you'd go with the bologna, did you? He's Representative Frank Ryan. Representative Ryan, good to have you with us here this morning. I have always said I don't really own my home, even though I have the title to it. I rent it from my school district. People have been complaining about property taxes, whether it's school property taxes, county property taxes as an issue for decades in Pennsylvania. No one has ever been able to figure out a formula for making property taxes go away. You are trying to take a swing at it now, aren't you?
I definitely am. And by the way, it's good to talk to a lot of my friends in that neck of the woods. I used to be the commanding officer of the reserve unit in Ebensburg. And spent a lot of time in both the surrounding counties and Indiana County. So to any of my friends listening, I hope they give us a shout-out. But I absolutely have been. And actually, the first property tax came around in the year 1095. And contrary to popular belief, I was not there when it came about. But we've been struggling to kill this thing for a long time. And my expert, and by the way, everybody calls me Frank. I've been in office 2 years. I'm not a career politician. I'm 68 years old now, retired Marine, and I'm a CPA. And in my expertise in the Marine Corps, economic warfare, I've never seen such an unfair, unjust system as the property taxes that we have. And the damage it's doing to younger families and senior citizens alike is absolutely unbearable. So we're trying to take a plan. I met with over 200 different groups who had opposed Senate Bill and House Bill 76 to see if we can come up with a way to try to solve this thing. We're close to getting a deal done. When I had been test marketing it in my area for a while about this issue of the tax on retirement income, which I knew was going to be the most painful part of this. Mm-hmm. But we had a deal pretty much structured where I thought we could have saved senior citizens by about $2 billion. But you started with something about renting your home that I think everybody should be aware of. I am a CPA. I specialize in keeping companies out of bankruptcy. And a lot of people are not aware of this, and I've got the documents if you want me to send them to you, in which most of the school districts have pledged the property taxes from your home almost ad infinitum to pay down their bills. And we are also part of what's called a cost-sharing plan, which means that if one of the school districts goes bankrupt and is not able to pay its bills, mm-hmm. the unfunded pension liability gets allocated to the other 499 school districts. This is a crisis. You know, I came out of the steel industry, and I saw what happened there. I saw what happened in railroads. I saw what happened in coal. And we just can't sit by while this happens to our Commonwealth. We're in a boat that's sinking, and we can either shore it up or not. So that's what I'm trying to do. And I realize it's a painful conversation for a lot of people, and I appreciate people bearing with me as I try to call people back one at a time to talk to them about what we're trying to do.
You mentioned the retirement income tax. That has been the obvious bone of contention, what the implications are for senior citizens. Talk about it. Tell me what you're proposing and what the solutions are.
Absolutely. First and foremost, I will tell you, anybody who's getting Social Security only will have no taxes. So in exchange for 100% elimination of your school property tax, I'll talk to you about the county tax and municipal tax after, because I can't put those in the same bill. But this is 100% of your fall tax. If you're on Social Security only, you have to pay nothing other than the increase in sales tax. If you are on a pension plan, you would pay 4.92% of that pension plan, excluding what money you put in. So let's say if you have $100,000 in a IRA, and of that you put $20,000 in of yourself. Well, you've already paid tax on that, so you don't have to pay tax on that. And it's only on money that you withdraw that you would pay the tax on. And then someone made a comment to me from Indiana County, and they said, well, my pension is $400 a month. And I said, well, then you won't pay any taxes. And she said, well, but it's not Social Security. In Pennsylvania, we have a tax provision. It's called Tax Forgiveness Form SP. With anybody with an income, a single person with an income under $6,400, you pay no taxes. So what happens is currently senior citizens pay $3.4 billion per year in property taxes. The big objection that everybody had to other bills that were presented was that seniors would end up paying zero and working families would pay it all. And so I said, well, if we could craft it this way, and if the total amount that seniors paid was $1.4 billion, so we saved $2 billion, would you go along with it? And we had the deal pretty much struck, subject to my ability to being able to sell it to senior citizens. Some people will pay more. If you're making more than, and in Indiana County, you also benefit from what's called a hold harmless provision. So let me give an example. Mm-hmm. A home in Indiana County might have a $900 per year property tax on it. That same home in my county will have $5,000 because we're underwriting the school property taxes in the eastern part of the state for citizens in the western part of the state, because as population shifted to the cities, uh-huh. It was called the hold harmless provision. And so each county is a little bit different, but generally speaking, if your retirement income is under $40,000 under my bill, you'll be better off. If it's over $40,000, it depends on the size house you have and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So I tried to craft it in a way that we could get rid of it. Here's the thing I'm telling everybody to be careful about. Property taxes are due to increase at a rate of 3.2% per year every year for the next 20 years. The unfunded teacher liability pension right now is $50 billion, and we owe that. And if we don't come to grips with this now, by the time the next recession hits, we won't be able to, and then we're going to have to live with it. So I tried to do what I'm calling a last-ditch effort to try to kill this beast of a property tax.
All right, so there will be a reintroduction of 76, both in the House and the Senate.
That's correct.
And then there is your bill as well. What are people saying to you now after you've explained your position on the taxes, and after the initial outcry with the senior citizen tax? What are people saying to you now?
What I'm hearing people say is I'd rather not have to pay any taxes at all. I've paid taxes all my life. And I do hear that. And I do understand that completely. But younger people are saying to me, I'm sick and tired of paying all these bills for other people as well. So we've got I did a YouTube video called Generational Divide, and it's getting bad. So generally speaking, here's what the numbers are looking like. About 60% are in favor. About 10% are reluctantly in favor, saying, I see where it'll benefit me in the future. I tell people you're one life event away from losing your home. If a spouse dies, you may not have the money to pay the real estate taxes, you could lose your home. And then 30% so far are vehemently opposed. I am supporting 76. I wish there was another way to do it, but here's the thing that you have to be aware of. We are having a significant in-migration of senior citizens because of our tax policy. If we got rid of all taxes on seniors, we would have an inflow of seniors that we wouldn't be able to support. Because right now, young working families are paying $3.9 billion annually to take care of senior citizens who've run out of money. And younger people are leaving the state in droves. And if you notice, from my county west, because while I'm on the eastern side of Harrisburg, I'm just on the other side of it. But from my county, I was a steel town here. And we've only reached the population today that we were back in the 1970s. Mm-hmm. And from us west, we're struggling with younger people moving out of the state. But the only people that are not are in Allegheny County. And if we don't reverse that trend, we won't be able to support the seniors that we have, which I think is unconscionable.
So you're back in Harrisburg in, what, another 2 weeks, correct?
About another 2 weeks, although I'm pretty much up there every day. We've got a whole bunch of bills that we're trying to get done, and I am trying to sell any type of property tax elimination. The only thing I'm telling everybody, I will not support anything less than 100% elimination, because after just 2 years in Harrisburg, I do not trust government that if we do a partial rollback that it won't come back in tenfold. I think the casino money issue is a perfect example. The lottery fund is a perfect example. The Pennsylvania Turnpike, you can give example after example. So the only bill I will support will be a 100% elimination of school property taxes.
Yeah, and so there's still a lot of fighting and haggling to go on in Harrisburg in a couple of weeks. The good news is that people understand, but they have understood for quite a while, what a difficult thing it is to get property taxes off the table, and so they are fighting, and they're trying to make it work. As I remember a conversation I had with Senator Don White a while back, where he said that the problem is that you've got so many different interests in Pennsylvania, the border counties, where they're afraid people will just go over the border to neighboring states, and so that takes care of property tax, or rather sales taxes, and so you've got all these different interests all jumping into the pool and trying to find some equitable solution, and for decades they've not been able to do it.
It's been challenging. I would tell you this is probably the worst designed tax system I've ever seen in my entire life, and I would tell you that's why crafting the solution to fix it has been so difficult. But I'm optimistic because of the Supreme Court decision about sales tax, that playing field has been leveled a little bit there. We've done a fair funding formula for schools that will eventually start to level the playing field on how some schools get funded. We have a couple of school districts in Pennsylvania that get 100% of their money from Harrisburg. Yeah. And then we have others that don't. So it's a challenge, and Senator White was spot on. But I think we're making progress. That's why my bill right now is over 350 pages. As I got citizen input, we've made some additional fixes. And so we've taken care of, as an example, people on disability and things of that nature. So we're struggling to get this thing done. But I do want to caution everybody, and I'm an expert in economic warfare from the Marine Corps. I was in the former Eastern Europe when Slovenia, Bosnia, Bulgaria, Romania, Slovenia, and other areas. If we don't fix this problem now, it won't ever be fixed, and it will hurt us. This unfunded pension liability for the school districts is enough to choke a horse.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that I don't think people realize. They understand that we're funding our school budgets and everything, but that pension problem has persisted for quite a while, and even with all of the attempts to knock it down, it survives as one of the great, great, great issues facing Pennsylvania, and it's a never-ending obstacle right now.
Sir, it is, and I will have to say it is probably the biggest risk we have to the entire survival of the Commonwealth. I just got put on the PISR's board by Speaker Terzai, and so as we're going through and looking at this, one thing that has got me the most troubled is that our expected earnings rate of 7.25% is significantly higher than what we would be allowed to use in the what I call the real world, but in the commercial industry, commercial world. And if the next recession hits, right now, each school district has to pay about 35% of its payroll to pay down pensions. If we have another recession, that number goes up to 45%. And at that point in time, you're going to see property taxes go through the roof.
He's Representative Frank Ryan. I want to thank you for coming on and explaining your aspect of the bill or of the property tax argument. And we'll watch this battle unfold here in Harrisburg. We've been watching a while, and there's still a lot to do. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much. Keep us all in your prayers. We've got to get this done for people.
All right, sir. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.